This is The Cock Police by Miss Cecilia. It has been hell since you have been on house arrest, and now you have to wear a chastity device with a tracker that sounds an alarm to the police headquarters. All filled with police women, of course, who will now know you try to get it off in a desperate attempt to wank. That's what happens when you cheat on your girlfriend these days. The world is a very different place since women started taking over. Especially that the judge was a woman and ordered you to wear a chastity device in the first place. It's been weeks since you've masturbated, and even longer since you've looked at naked women in porn, films, magazines, or otherwise. You've been trying to evade the temptation to break away from the thick plastic and metal that is coming in between you and your pleasure. One afternoon, you are alone. No one is around. It's quiet outside. It seems the whole world has forgotten about you, and your magazines are hiding in a box under the bed. It beckons you. Little flips through the magazine won't harm you. So you think. You strip completely naked and rummage through your dirty magazines, sitting on the bed, and flip through every page after page of naked female bodies, long legs, luscious lips, and you are captivated by their beauty and ability to drive you completely mad. As you squirm in your chastity, it's tightening around your growing erection. It's maddening. Your heartbeat quickens, and an evil idea pops in your mind that you could get a hacksaw and saw yourself out of the chastity, have a wank, and flee the scene of the crime, never to be seen again. You want to be a man. Buck the female authority. So off you go. In the garage to find the hacksaw as you placed your caged penis on a table and began to saw away, paying extra careful attention not to saw down too far. Once the chastity device is off, the light in the little box attached to it turns from green to red, sending out the immediate signal to headquarters. Freedom, you think. You run upstairs and begin to stroke as if you were an animal let out of captivity and hunting for meat. You stroke and stroke and stroke until you see a flash of red and blue bounce off the walls of your bedroom, a spotlight flash inside the bedroom, and the sound of a strong voice of authority booming through a megaphone.
Get your hands off your cock. I repeat, get your hands off your cock and come out with your hands above your head. Your house is completely surrounded. Come out with your hands above your head.
You realize there's no way out. You know you are surrounded. And you walk slowly downstairs and out the front door. Police cars are lined up and down your block. And police women are out. And you wonder, when police uniforms became so sexy, with low-cut button shirts and short skirts with high leather boots. Hands in the air. And your erection, too. You slowly walk to the hot-looking policewoman with the megaphone and are read your Miranda rights. The buxom blonde has a new chastity device waiting for you, in which she devilishly grins as she puts it on and pushes you in the back seat and whisks you away to jail, naked and vulnerable. With very achy balls.